You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hi, you are listening to Wig Hackers Podcast, where you will get a real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. And you will never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Welcome back to another edition of Wig Hackers. So I'm your host, Daniel Coy, and today we are going to be talking about, you know, the coming down from a show. So, you know, I've been working on this show for like 4 months, and it's really, you know, quite pleasant. We've created this family, this bond. The actors love us. We love the actors. And, you know, we're creating, you know, TV for network television out there. You know, Lincoln Rhymes Hunt for the Bone Collector, Fridays at 8 p.m. Hopefully we will be getting picked up for a second season. So, you know, but right now it's 10 episodes. Very excited. We just aired our first one on January 10th. I don't know when you're listening to this. So I'm super stoked about it, especially being on NBC. So what's next? You know, that's really where my brain goes. Like, you know, it's been there for a while. I won't lie. It's been there for a while. What's next? What am I going to do? Do I have enough money? I just hired 2 assistants. Oh my God, what am I thinking? But yeah, it happens, you know, it's coming to an end. And, you know, besides just that and finding a new gig and you're good as your last job, you know, you have people literally hitting you up, you know, like the word's out. It's a hit television show and everybody and their mother wants to work with you. I mean, when I say out of the woodwork, whew. It's just a lot. I'm like, no, you screwed me over too many times. How could I trust you to show up if you wouldn't show up for a full-time job? You know, or, oh, I heard you don't like to do, you know, background, or you only want to work with first team, or shit, you run your mouth too much. You just talk way too much that is even worth it. You know, or you're just... it could be anything, any one of these things, you know, and these people, they try to get hired and then no one's there. So then, you know, and it's a process, you know, working on a show, you really want to have a team that kind of knows you and does what you need to do, or truthfully does what you tell them to do. It's really a copy you situation. No matter what it is, jump, fix, primp, plop, you do it. Because once again, your name is not on the title sheet. You know, you could be on crew on IMDb, which is very nice. Get your credits so you can work another job doing the same thing. But my name is on this title page. And, you know, I'm no one below me gets reamed out or chewed out if something's wrong or anything. Nope. Mm-mm. All me. So if it looks like shit, they all look at me. So, and I want it to look amazing. So I can do it myself or I can get some people to do it. But don't come to me wanting work when you damn know that I don't want you around me. It is all about positive energy. It is all about it from anything. You know, from saying hello in the morning to, I mean, doing amazing hair and really getting the actors, you know, psyched and wanting to be there, which I feel that's a whole nother topic of conversation. It's just too much. They need to, there's nothing they can do. Nope. I'm a Libra. You get one shot. You fuck it up. You're dead to me. You're dead to me. Mm-mm-mm-mm. You're dead to me. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Dead. D-E-A-D. Dead. It's just what it is. If you do me wrong, all right, shame on me. Never again, though. Never. I don't even want you to be put in that opportunity. And the audacity of you coming to me for a job that's paying into your pension, your annuity, your 401k, and you get a pretty penny for just coming there for 8 hours that day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd rather give it to someone who's really appreciative, who will do whatever I want and make me feel good. Yeah. You. There's too many people to list. There is. There's just too many people. So, you know, hopefully this next gig, which, you know, it could be the same show again in a couple months, and then, you know, maybe the big one, or be here for a good 10 years, you know, bank the bucks and, you know, make it happen. But we'll see. So know when you're coming back that you should really think about your last interactions with them and what transpired that can really help lead you in a way, or know someone who knows them who they can ask, you know, how's this person to work for you, you know, so you can get the truth. You know, I've been debating on, do I say exactly how I feel? You know, is there going to be that day where, oh, there's no one available to work? And to be honest, if that's the case, I'll do it myself. I really don't care. I got hairpins. I have hairspray. I mean, Jiminy Crickets, I will do it myself. So who knows? Who knows how many bridges I want to burn? Because truthfully, the bridge is not there for them anymore. It was. I mean, it was, but I don't play that game. So that's the end of my preaching moment. 2 weeks left, guys. 2 weeks left of this amazing show. I hope you watch it on NBC on Friday nights at 8 p.m. And then I think also Saturday at 8 p.m., 9 p.m. on NBC. And then USA and Oxygen on Sundays. All right. It's been a pleasure. You totally got the real raw version of how I feel about people who have dicked me over and coming back for gigs. I mean, I would never act that way to begin with, to get someone that so upset with me. No, I'm on your set. I am a fly on the wall. You need the hair done. It's going to be done. It's going to be shellac-a-whacked, and you're never going to have to look at it again, but I'm still going to go check on it because I know that is my gig, and that is why I'm getting paid what I'm getting paid, to go and make sure that the background, or one person, or 12 people, or 15 people, or 22 people, all look like they need to look. Yeah, I should probably do some of these sober with some, like, great guests and entertainment. So, we'll see. You never know. All right. Thanks, guys. Thank you so much for making it through this episode of Wig Hackers. Please feel free to give me some topics you'd like to hear me rant about. Send me a DM on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official or on my Facebook page. You can also see me doing some fun, crazy things on the TikTok. Follow Daniel Coy. Don't forget to always do your hair, because when you're looking good, you're feeling amazing and anything can happen.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.